Some rapid innovation program projects are still slow going for the Department of Defense. The Pentagon uses that program to get new technology projects off the ground, but the Government Accountability Office says half of the 44 rapid innovation projects DOD completed by July 2014 are in the hands of acquisition departments or other users. Michelle Mackins, Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Management Issues at the Government Accountability Office, and looking at the rapid innovation program. Michelle, thanks very much for coming back on the program today. Tell us where this came from, how it started, and what specifically you looked at regarding the RIP.
Well, this program, the Rapid Innovation Program, began in fiscal year 2011. It actually is set to expire this year unless Congress reauthorizes it. $1.3 billion has been appropriated through the program to date. And as you mentioned, the goal is to get innovative technologies quickly into the hands of end users. So we were asked to look at the process for how these contracts, which are largely to small businesses, are awarded. And then secondly, what is the transition rate, as you mentioned? How many of the projects that are funded actually end up in the hands of end users in the military departments?
So some specifics that you were supposed to look at, how competitive these are, how the Pentagon is managing the execution of these, and how it's meeting its objective of really getting these moving quickly. Am I crystallizing the three things that you looked at accurately, Michelle?
That's correct, yes. And on the process front with how these contracts are awarded, we actually found it's a sound process that DOD has. It is competitive, which obviously would encourage contractors to submit their best proposals, and it's merit-based. There's been high interest on the part of contractors. 11,000 white papers have been submitted to date, resulting in 435 contract awards, most of which, as I mentioned, have gone to small businesses. So in terms of how the program is managing RIP and how the contracts are awarded, we did find that it's going pretty well.
You mentioned in this report that the process takes about 18 months to implement. And when I think of 18 months, I don't think that as rapid. But in the context of some other processes that the Pentagon goes through, I imagine there's a context there. Is that fair to assume?
That's fair to assume. It is 18 months, and that's from the time the funding is made available to DOD from the time a contract is awarded. So then after that, it could be up to another 2 years before the project itself is complete. So I know that 18-month period on the front end is something that DOD is working to compress to the best of its ability.
Well, and that's the other context that I hope to explore a little bit, which is this just started in 2011, and we all know that it takes time to ramp something like this up in a federal agency. And so I imagine they're still, 3 years on, finding the process of finding efficiencies and compressing the schedule, as you call it.
Yeah, I think that's right. It is early on. As I mentioned, it's 2 years from contract award to completion, so only now are we seeing some of the initial projects reaching fruition.
You write 85% of the fiscal year 2011 funded projects, 78% of the fiscal 12 projects were likely to meet 80% or more of their technical performance goals. So it sounds to me then, what I derive from that, Michelle, is that although they're moving these more quickly than they would have through a traditional process, these things are working, that they're not rushing them and screwing them up.
Yeah, there's kind of two steps involved. So the figures you just cited are for projects that have been funded. So the contractor has gotten a contract award to develop the projects, and the great majority are meeting what they set out to do. But then the second question is, are they actually transitioning to an end user, which is the overall goal of the program?
And what did you find when you looked at that portion of this?
We looked at there were 52 programs that were to be completed by July of 2014. We found that 44 had actually been completed. So that's about 10% of the contracts that have been awarded to date. And of that 44, half, 22 had actually transitioned to an end user. So that's a 50% success rate, which, we think, given time and with some of our recommendations, which I'm sure we'll get to being implemented, that the department could probably improve that rate.
We will talk about that in just a moment. You write, GAO found several factors can contribute to transition success of RIP projects, such as having military user commitment and mature technology when projects are started. And you write, DOD hasn't made an effort to understand how these factors may be contributing to differences in transition success from defense components with a higher rate of transition. Is it your sense that that's not something they've prioritized, Michelle, or is it the fact that since this is still a new process and they're still exploring it, they just haven't had a chance to get to that yet?
I think it's the latter. It is a relatively new process, and of course, the Navy, the Army, the Air Force, Missile Defense Agency, each military service and agency has their own process for awarding contracts under this program. What we found was that the Navy and Air Force in particular had higher success rates in terms of transitioning these technologies. And one of the key factors was, as you mentioned, commitment, meaning funding and interest from an end user, which could be a weapon system program manager, for example. So having that in place up front really does facilitate these technologies from making it to the end user.
So it's somebody in a position of authority saying, I want this done this way, that's making the difference in your view in those particular branches. Am I on target there?
Correct. That's identified up front early on in the project. There's some communication between the acquisition community and this development effort.
Recommendations include DOD establish a program transition goal and identify and apply factors that lead to transition success. You got a little pushback from them on the idea of actually establishing, I guess it's a numerical goal or a percentage goal.
Right. What we had in mind, as I mentioned, they're at about 50% now. They don't have a goal. They did disagree with that recommendation. They thought having a goal would limit their flexibility. Perhaps it's too soon in the program to establish a goal. We disagree with that. We think a goal would actually help rather than impede progress. And the goal of this program that Congress is funding is to transition technologies into, programs of record. We also acknowledge the goal could be revised over time as they learn more.
They do agree, though, with the idea that it's wise now, the timing is appropriate to go back and look at what the various branches have done well or have struggled with in order to streamline that, it sounds like.
That's right. They did agree with that. Yeah.
Does it make sense, do you think, for all of the branches to do it the same, or are there sufficient differences that the branches should have the latitude to be able to continue to do these processes differently, just leverage the successes that one has had in terms of the other?
We absolutely think that flexibility is important because obviously the different military services have different requirements and different needs. But really at a high level, it's those factors you mentioned that could be applied and lessons learned shared among the different components of DOD that would help make a difference here.
I will say it's refreshing to read this work, Michelle, because on many occasions I look at these, and not just the ones I talk about on the radio, and the indication is that one agency or another is really struggling. And it sounds overall like the Defense Department is on a pretty decent path with RIP.
Yes, as I mentioned, the way they've established it and managed it, we think is sound. They are getting results. We think those results, as I mentioned, if our recommendations are adopted, can actually help improve the program over time.
I really appreciate your insight and your time today, Michelle. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Francis.